As part of a series this week on the aftermath of September 11th, Morning Edition returns to a family which was separated after the attacks. In a profile of Betty Rojas last fall, her husband Victor had been called up to active duty in the California National Guard and sent to an old army base in Utah to guard munitions. 6 months later, NPR's Renee Montaigne reports Lieutenant Victor Rojas is still in Utah and his family in Los Angeles is getting used to missing him.
Valeria Rojas is 5. She doesn't understand exactly where her dad is, but she does know he's gone.
I miss my dad a lot.
Each day, Victor Rojas calls home, once, sometimes twice, to talk to his wife and 5 daughters. Besides Valeria, there's Alejandra, Daniela, Victoria, and Carla.
We tell him that we love him and we miss him a lot and we want him to come home.
Here's what Victor Rojas is missing. Valeria's possible bout with the chicken pox.
I keep on coughing.
Where have you got the red dots?
On my stomach and the itchy a lot.
Victor Rojas missed a long-planned remodeling job. The house now sports a new coat of paint thanks to his wife, Betty.
Oh, my Lord.
I had to do all this mostly by myself.
And Victor Rojas is missing the corn lady.
It's a corn on the stick, you know, and butter, salt, and cheese. She passes her, like every day around 4, and the girls do get corn sometimes. We call her the corn lady.
Like there's this ice cream lady. Her truck's all blue, and we all call her the blue lady. And whenever we hear her, we all run out, ask my mom or ask my grandma for some money.
Let's go!
Victor Rojas is now living 700 miles east of Los Angeles in the desert of Utah, not far from Dugway Proving Grounds. Dugway is desolate by design, since the U.S. has for years used this military installation to test new weapons. Locking and loading a machine gun makes an icy sound in any event, but especially so when it's 24 degrees and feels with the wind like 10 below. The testing site is down the road from where massive amounts of weapons are stored, Tooele Army Depot.
One of our missions is basically to man this entrance. This is where we have all the soldiers inspecting vehicles. As you can see, they're heavily armed, and they're ready to react to anything that might happen. And you see through the window out there? That's a big machine gun for people that decide to take off on us.
Before September 11th, a part of the space was closed, its buildings mostly turned over to the small desert town of Tooele. The munitions remained, protected by a handful of federal police. Now it is on the front line of America's homeland defense, and it's vulnerable precisely because of its role in the war overseas.
Weapons that are being dropped down in Afghanistan, they're being pulled out of here. So we want to make sure that nobody is not supposed to be here getting here. We're pretty much responsible for patrolling the whole installation, which it's about 24-mile perimeter outside.
Down the road, California National Guardsmen are also now protecting from intruders, the country's only facility that stores and also disposes of America's stockpile of chemical weapons. With Utah's own National Guard busy protecting its airports and the Olympics, it fell to California to send a battalion of infantry to Utah, the 3rd Battalion of the 160th Regiment, normally based in Inglewood.
Quite frankly, you know, I would have preferred to be in the airport in LAX, you know, and of course being able to go to my family every night. But sometimes you don't get what you ask for. So this was the place for our mission, and this is where we are at.
Back home in Los Angeles, Victor Rojas worked as an inspector with the U.S. Department of Labor. He followed up on complaints about violations of laws on minimum wage, overtime, child labor. His supervisor wasn't too happy when he was called up to active duty for an entire year.
It is hurting me because I was scheduled for a promotion. For what I heard, I won't be able to be promoted until I go back to my work. I guess there's some kind of clause somewhere under regulations that says that you cannot get promoted if you're on leave without pay.
Still, his job is protected, and the pay is working out to be just about the same.
This is our company area. These are some of the barracks that we use. This is the barracks where I live.
As an officer, Victor Rojas is given a room of his own. It's pretty cozy, actually, like a dorm room. And his desk is piled high with books. There's Isabel Allende's novel, House of the Spirits, and Webster's Dictionary, Tactics.
Army Officer's Guide. This is my Gabriel Garcia Marquez. That's another well-known writer. And, of course, a little bit of psychology, so I can remember the things that I learned at school.
Victor Rojas quit school when he was 15. He left his hometown in Mexico, headed for California just for the summer, he thought, to make some money, but he never returned. A couple of years later, he went to night school to learn English, and eventually he made it to college with the help of the National Guard.
I started taking like one or two classes per semester, no big deal. But then later on, I found myself taking like 23, 24 units per semester, which was pretty hard.
By the time he graduated with a degree in psychology, Victor Rojas was married with four daughters. His barracks room in Tooele is now plastered with every drawing and card his girls have sent him. He points to one photo of his wife, Betty, in particular. She's high up on a ladder, holding a piece of sandpaper in her hand. Her long black hair is pulled back, and she seems to be laughing behind her dust mask.
And here's a picture of my wife working on the house.
She did a good job.
She did excellent. I tell you what, between me and you, I feel so proud of her, looking at her like that, you know, getting herself dirty, fixing the house, making it look nicer, and obviously doing my work. You know, but
you would have been doing that if you'd been home, right? She definitely would not have been doing that.
No, but I love that picture so much. Yeah, she's always, you know, taking care of herself. Her hair is always pretty, and look at her, all covered with dust.
In the mess hall here at Tooele, some younger soldiers are grousing that they'd rather be in Afghanistan, in the center of the action, instead of devoting a year to a mission that is more or less invisible. But most of the guardsmen seem committed to this mission and, like Lieutenant Victor Rojas, don't feel at all forgotten.
The way I see this is it's in a way for me to pay back to this country. You know, me being an immigrant, you know, and I've been able to take advantage of most of the opportunities that this country has offered. So for me, this is a way to pay back a little bit of, you know, what this country has done for me.
And as Lieutenant Victor Rojas sees it, providing security for the country also means protecting his family. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Tooele, Utah.